Hey, Lincoln. Hey, what's up? For not, you know.
Is that English?
I don't even fucking know. I can't even answer the most basic question. God damn it.
So, what are we doing today?
You know, 2015's over.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had a pretty good year.
Yeah, I think so too.
You know, the two people who listen might agree.
That's right.
Baby steps. Yeah, baby steps.
We're making it.
We're going to be the fucking douchebags. We're going to do the douche move that all reviewers do. We're going to do our top five best and top five worst of 2015.
That's right. Do we want to do worst first or best first?
I think we do worst first because most people are going to know what those are.
Okay, good.
We do have some stipulations.
Mm-hmm.
They were only allowed to make our list if we reviewed them and we saw them in theaters. So that will come around with best of. There's one I really would have put on there, but we watched it on DVD, on VHS, because it's 1987.
It watched on Blu-ray. It did technically come out this year, but
we did not see it in theater. And there's some others that we saw in theaters,
but we didn't review.
We didn't exist, or the podcast didn't exist. Mm-hmm. So, and we did make it a resolution this year. Should we go and say that?
Yeah,
we want to see a shitload more movies in the theater.
Yep.
We had a bad habit of, I don't want to see Minions.
To be fair, I will still,
it's just the example,
defend not seeing Minions. Yeah.
But I'm not saying we'll do Ride Along too, but that's an example of a movie like that. We might not want to see it. We're not going to see Ride Along 2, but movies along that vein, we're going to try to still go see them. And we're not seeing Ride Along 2.
No.
Because there's other good shit that comes out at the same time.
So Kyle, let's start off with number five.
On the worst?
On your worst?
Do you want me to start?
You can start. You go first.
All right. My number five worst film of the year is Fantastic Four. God damn, it was fucking boring. Like, it almost did make my list because nothing fucking happened other than Dr. Doom over here. But it did make my list because people read that script and went, yeah, I'll put money with that. That'll sell. People edited and watched it and went, yeah, let's release that. Fuck them. I don't blame the actors. I blame the fucking writers and producers. This movie's terrible. The best Fantastic Four movie still to this day is the Roger Corman film. Seriously, if you can grab that, go watch it. It's not as bad as people make it out to be. Fuck Fantastic Four.
My number five was Terminator Gynecologist.
Bringing it back.
I had Terminator as number five because it was just lazy and not just blech. It was just blech. Like, the thing with Fantastic Four, Fantastic Four is not on my top five.
Wow, just fucking ruin it for everybody.
No, because then they'll be like, wow, I wonder what did make it if Fantastic Four
if they
didn't
listen,
make it.
They're going to know what's on our worst.
No.
Yeah.
But Fantastic Four only made my honorable mention because I'm so indifferent to that movie at this point. I neither hate it nor do I like it. It's just the thing that happened. It happened, and that's all that I care about.
You care. That's but more than I can say. Yeah. I don't even care.
But the thing with Terminator is that it's like, let's just mishandle an entire property. Just everything is wrong about the movie. Sarah Connor, pops.
Oh, God.
Oh, just all of the dumb shit in that movie. And apparently, we were on IMDb last night. They're making another Terminator movie.
In all fairness, we also saw Fantastic Four 2, and we know that's not going to happen.
I know, but I think Terminator's probably going to happen.
We can't trust IMDb 100%. Oh, it is user edited.
I just can't deal with
it. If it comes out, we're watching it.
What's your number four?
My number four is Terminator Genesis.
That's right, yeah.
Kind of the same things. It's a clusterfuck. This movie's a clusterfuck. They don't know what they're doing. It was fan service. It was poorly acted. Fucking pops. Terminator is it should be one of the easiest franchises to make a film out of.
I don't
understand.
You have
a fucking robot that shoots shit.
All they need to do, they need to pull.
No spoilers.
I almost just spoiled Star Wars.
Star Wars is one of those movies that no one gives a fuck about spoilers that we do. Holy shit. If you put out a Star Wars spoiler, even though it's been like two weeks? I think the spoiler thing has passed, but slow your fucking roll.
Let me think of a different term to say.
Luke dies.
I just don't understand.
It's not true.
Why they can't just make a Terminator movie. You could remake the first one with new characters.
I'm surprised they haven't.
And it's not a hard story to do. Even with the Judgment Day stuff. Like, all that stuff that they added, I still think...
We could say that about most of our worst, though, is they're not hard stories. Yeah. All right, what's your number three, Lincoln?
Well, I didn't say my number four.
I'm so sorry. What is your number four?
My number four is The Visit.
Oh,
my God. This one was one that I was kind of tempted to not put on my list because there was that part of me that knew it was going to be dog shit. Like, I just knew.
Yeah.
But with all of the praise that it got, somehow my spirits were heightened. I was like, wow, this could be great.
It was just a smaller piece of shit.
Oh, God.
Like, it's, The Visit did not make my list. I do have his honorable mention. For the main reason is, like you said, no matter what the reviewers were, this was an M. Night Shyamalan movie. I knew what was going to fucking happen. It didn't surprise me. It was garbage.
I honestly forgot we even watched it.
Yeah, like, I wasn't disappointed because we left and I go, that was shit. That's exactly what I thought it would be. God, we're still in the minority on saying that movie's shit.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't give a fuck.
Well, Kyle, to answer your question, though, my number three was Hitman Agent 47. Because, wow, fuck that movie. Oh, my God. I cannot stress enough how that the people we went with, one of them fell asleep during the movie.
Was that Hitman?
Yeah, that was Hitman.
Yeah.
For like a solid hour, he was out.
That lucky bastard. Lucky bastard. I would say the top three in here, so close. They're all tied mine are all tied for number one.
Yeah.
I will just put that out there. Well, to go on that, my number three is also Hitman Agent 47. Yep. How?
It was so much worse than I thought it was going to be.
Like, every time you're like, it can only get better. Nope. There was not a single redeeming quality in this fucking film.
It was just shit upon shit upon shit.
And we knew it would. I knew I would hate it. Not to this level.
I didn't think I was going to necessarily hate it. I just thought I was going to be bored.
Made for TV movies are better than this.
And then the movie has so many plot holes that were like in the trailers that didn't make it to the actual movie. But they never pulled the trailers.
Never pulled the trailer.
So nothing makes sense.
Yeah.
Everything sucks.
Trailers for a different movie.
Oh my God.
Hitman Agent 47, to me, it's like a fan film where somebody took all the cutscenes from every game and just fucking edited them together. So they don't make sense. It's just crazy. It's stupid.
And nothing cool even really happens in the movie. Like, all of the action scenes, there's not really one that you're like, oh, that was pretty cool. They're all just like, oh, that was a thing that I just saw.
There was nothing cool about this. I'll never get over the fucking harpoons in the car.
Oh, God, that fucking dumb shit.
Or when he wore the costume in the airport for no fucking reason.
Yeah. Oh my
God. Only to get caught.
Just, if you want to hear one of our angriest reviews,
go watch Hitman Agent 47. Or listen to Hitman. Don't watch that fucking movie.
No.
If it's free, burn it. Don't fucking, like, don't, like, not illegally burn. Set it on fire. Set it ablaze.
Kyle, what was your number two, though?
My number two? Mm-hmm. This was tough, actually. Numbers one and two. My number two, though, was Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse.
As was my number two.
I actually looked forward to this movie.
We thought it was not going to be bad.
This is one of the most insulting films in the theater that I watched this year. I mean, I don't even know where to... How hard is it to make a fucking zombie movie? We thought it'd be Zombieland with kids.
Yeah, it's all I wanted.
It's fart and dick jokes. It's for kids. Like, it's aimed toward kids. It's not kid humor.
No.
It's a lot of... sexual humor?
There's a lot of sexual humor and then a lot of references to things that the demographic for the movie are not necessarily going to get. Yeah,
it was fucking terrible.
It was the cinematic equivalent to eating baby poop.
No, I'd rather eat baby poop. I really would.
So you're telling me that if I came over with a Blu-ray copy of Scout's Guide to the Zombie Apocalypse and a mound of baby poop, and I was like, which one do you want to do, Kyle? Then you'd be like,
I'd eat the poop. I would eat the poop. Because you know why? I've never eaten baby poop before. I don't know what I'm getting into. Maybe there might be a little semblance of like, oh, I bet that was good when they ate it. Scout's Guy, there's nothing good in it. There's no saving grace.
Oh my God, Scout's Guy was so terrible.
It angered me. Like, it made me mad. It made us facepalm. Fucking hated it. I couldn't stand it.
You know, Scout's Guy, the biggest thing for me of why I was angry from it was because it had potential to be good. If you did, and I'm sure we talked about it in the review, if you would have just made Zombieland with Boy Scouts at a camp, that's all you had to do.
Which the only reason they're Boy Scouts in this is to make fun of them.
Mm-hmm.
Haha, you'll never touch a woman. Ha ha, you're worthless. And
nothing had anything to do with Boy Scouts in the movie.
This has a lot in common with my number one, where it's seems like it's aimed toward a demographic, when it just fucking insults that demographic and shits on them.
I wonder if people are going to be able to guess right now what our number one
movie is. We should have fucking not even put it in our top five, just to confuse people.
It's just red herring it.
Lincoln, what's our number one, since we both agreed on it? Steve Jobs. No.
Fuck that movie.
Star Wars.
Number one is, of course, Pixels.
Fucking Pixels. Oh, God. Oh, it brings back so many memories. Oh, God. I'm regressing to the way we were when we saw it. I don't even know what to say.
I've never driven home in silence before after a movie. Like, even after watching, like, really, like, deep movies and stuff.
We still talk about them.
Deep, beautiful movies like Tree of Life.
Fuck you, you haven't seen Tree of Life, you piece of shit.
Terrence Malick.
Fuck off. Just fuck right off.
But I've never, like, driven and just been angry and silent and, like, legitimately stick to my stomach after seeing something.
Yeah. This movie's insulting. Not the most insulting Adam Sandler movie we've seen, but that's still to come. I think it was more insulting because we're a fan of movies. We are gamers. We play games. Someone calls game. I don't like the term gamers, but we play games. It insulted us on many levels here.
It was just your run-of-the-mill Adam Sandler movie with nothing but his shitty jokes, his friends, misogyny, racism, sexism, everything you could possibly think
of. I wouldn't say it had shitty jokes because this movie didn't have fucking jokes. Adam Sandler was reading lines in this movie. He didn't give a fuck.
I think he's at the point where he just doesn't have to do anything and he can make money.
I don't know. I'm sure people like this movie. Fuck the dink.
The dink.
Fuck Kevin James as president. I hope to God I never see this movie again.
Pixels is another movie that Adam Sandler has done that if it was in Tropic Thunder as the fake movie, you would think that was actually just, you know, the fake movie.
Yeah.
You know, you think that that's a joke. That's really funny. But it's real.
Yeah, it is
real. And it's long. It's like 2 hours long.
And the thing with Pixels and the story, this could have been watchable and better hand. I'm not saying it would have been good because it's a pretty shit story. But it would have been watchable.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you gave it an 80s feel and it was a bunch, like, it starts out with them as little kids. It's kind of what we were hopeful for. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, I don't know if you saw The Explorers or Super 8. It could have had that type of feel, and I would have been okay with it. It probably wouldn't have even made my top five. Because it, you know, we did push The Visit out of mine. Fuck Pixels. I really hope they make Pixels 2, though.
Oh, God, that's going to be fucking... No, because we have
to... We'll have to watch.
My honorable mention, however, that I've not talked about, this was one that we did not review. You didn't even see it.
I didn't see it.
Because you knew what was going
to
happen.
Yeah, did not care to watch it.
Age of Ultron was fucking terrible. Everybody, you need just... I know there's going to be people that are going to listen to this and be like, oh, I don't think it was that bad. No, it was fucking bad. Just stop watching Marvel movies. I'm over it. Even though apparently James Gunn says that the new Captain America movie is going to be great. I digress. Age of Ultron was fucking terrible. God, I was so bored.
I'm hoping Civil War is good because the trailer looks boring as fuck.
Oh my God. It's just, the thing about Age of Ultron that angers me so much is that it is one of those movies that, and this is the problem what I have with a lot of the movies in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is that it's not a standalone movie. It's just an in-between for the next phase of movies.
Yeah.
There's been what's going to happen. X-Men that way. It's like, why are we watching this?
I have a lot of problem with films that way anymore. Like Fantastic Four. This movie just existed to set up Fantastic Four 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They used the whole movie to establish characters that, if you're going to a fucking comic book movie, you know who the goddamn characters are.
That's the thing. When they keep doing all of the origin story movies, and it's annoying because it's like, come on. This has been in popular culture for over 50 years.
Most people that are going to see X-Men know who fucking Wolverine is. You don't need... I say that even though that movie wasn't terrible.
Are we talking about origins? It was a pretty shitty movie.
Yeah, but not the worst in the X-Men line of films. The effects were terrible in it. But anyway, so that's our top five worst. Bottom five?
Bottom five worst.
But let's be our top five worst.
Yeah, top five worst.
If we did some we just rented films.
Oh, yeah, there'd be some on there.
I could have put Rubber in there. There's one that we're not going to mention. Some of our Halloween films.
Definitely some of the Halloween ones that we did were bad. Like,
we've seen some shit movies this year, but you don't know about them, but you will on a lot of them. So stay tuned. We've mentioned them before actually pay attention. All right, but let's move on to our top five.
Here we go.
This one was hard to narrow down to five for me.
This one was rough. My bottom five was way easier.
That was easy, yeah, because there were six that just screamed to me. These were shit. Yeah. We should have done top five most forgettable movies. So Inside Out could have been
on
there.
Inside Out would have been one of them. Yeah. Spoiler, Inside Out is not on my top five.
No. It's a good movie.
It was a good movie, but it didn't really have any lasting effect with me.
No.
I thought it was good, but it was like, meh, you know, whatever. My number five.
Number five.
Was Spectre. The Spectre's number five. The number five spot was really hard for me because it was a direct tie between Spectre and Mission Impossible.
Actually, I think you just cheated putting Spectre on there.
Why?
Because we said we only did movies we reviewed. You did not review Spectre.
Oh, no.
But I don't give a fuck because we've already made our list. So I'll give you Spectre.
I was not part of the review for Spectre, but I did see
you were Spectre. There. That's the day you pissed your pants.
God, I sat in a chair that had water in it. Whatever. Anyways. Fuck. Spectre, I thought was good. It was definitely a very enjoyable cinematic movie experience for me.
Which, let's expect from James Bond, I think.
You know, the only thing that with Spectre is that I personally still think Skyfall was better.
Mm-hmm.
But as we've talked about it, well, we haven't talked about it on the podcast necessarily. I am a very new James Bond fan. Like, Casino Royale was like the first Bond movie I ever really watched. I started with the Daniel Craig movies, and I like the more action-oriented ones, as opposed to Spectre, which isn't really that action-oriented.
Spectre's really like the old-school James Bond.
Which I still like, but yeah. I just think Skyfall was just a superior movie.
I had a better song.
You say you don't like Sam Smith?
I can't
My boy Sam Smith?
Can't stand Sam Smith. That's less annoying.
Yeah. Spectre, number five. Thought it was great.
My number five actually surprised me quite a bit how much I liked the film. I put Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. A movie going in, we just thought it'd be mindless action, whatever, forgettable, move on. I really fucking love that movie. Yeah. I thought it was well acted. It was a good story.
Yeah, I mean,
the set pieces were beautiful. I like the stunt work.
That movie was just a fun
I
fun movie
really enjoy the movie. I still haven't went back and watched the other ones because I'd never seen any of the Tom Cruise Mission Impossible. I saw the TV show when I was a kid. But I really want to go watch them if they're all as fun as that one because I enjoyed that tremendously.
It also had one of the only pure chase scenes in an action movie that I legitimately enjoyed. I thought that the chase scene in that movie was really fun.
Yeah,
I normally hate chase scenes because I think they're really boring. But
it was very well done. Very well done film. I absolutely loved it.
What was your number four?
My number four was The Force Awakens. Now, if we would have done this right after we watched it, I would have put it at like number one.
Mm-hmm.
I did love the movie. I won't say too much about it. It's a great movie. It really is. But I guess it just leaves, I mean, what Star Wars should do, it leaves me wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was a very nostalgic film, and that's why I'm putting it as low. It really is catering. Yeah, it's catering to your nostalgic.
I would say cater. I wouldn't say pander. That was the word I was hoping you weren't.
No, it's not pandering at all. This is a movie for fans, bringing it back to its roots. And I loved it. You should absolutely go watch it. If you like Star Wars, you've fucking seen it.
Of course.
But that's why it's not higher on my film. Even though I will watch it 100 times and will love it each time.
We are going to be doing an episode where we kind of go back to Star Wars. So a lot of the stuff that I know that you'd love to say, we will talk about.
We will talk about it, yeah.
Lasting effects, everything like that.
Don't know when that'll come, but
it'll happen.
Like a downtime thing, maybe.
My number four was The Martian. I thought The Martian was great. Still really, really fun movie to watch. My thing with The Martian, though, I'm not sure how many times I'm going to watch it. It's a weird thing for me.
You're just mad that Affleck wasn't in it.
I am. Affleck should have been in it.
He should have been in it.
Actually, Mark Wahlberg should have been in it.
He should.
And The Martian, though, was great because it's... stands out as one of the best 3D movies I've ever seen.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the 3D.
The 3D effects of it and the entire just... really, The Martian was a blast to watch, and I think it still will be a blast to watch. And it was a hell of a lot funnier than a lot of comedies that we saw.
It really was. I mean, it's a movie we look forward to, but it was so much better than I thought it would be.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be as good as it was.
Yeah.
And that's why I definitely had to put that in my top five. Had a lot. Kyle.
Lincoln, we starting over?
What's your number three?
My number three was Irrational Man, a film that a lot of people aren't going to see. We know that. It's Woody Allen. It was in select theaters. Mm-hmm. If you like Woody Allen, you'll like this movie.
It's a pure Woody Allen. It's great.
It really is. Even though a lot of people shit on it and the theater we were in, I loved it. It's a great story. It's very witty, clever. It doesn't talk down to you. Looking at you, Pixels and Scouts Guide. It's very intellectual comedy. I mean, if you can watch a movie with Joaquin Phoenix and not think he's amazing, you're fucking evil. Incarnate. Yeah. And him and Stone. I really love both of them. I can't say enough about this film.
Even the secondary actor, the fiance or whatever in the movie, he wasn't bad.
No.
Didn't take away from the movie. No, everybody was great.
Yeah. It was an excellent film. So that's my number three.
My number three is Irrational Man as well. This one, I was really struggling with if I wanted this to be number two or number three. There are some problems with the movie. There's some pacing issues. There is a point where you think the movie's going to end, and then it goes on for another, like, 20 minutes. It's not as bad as, like, Django Unchained, where it literally goes on for another hour when it should have ended. But there's some problems with it. But overall, it's fantastic. Perfect Woody Allen. It's an homage to, like, Russian literature, like, straight up.
Yeah, it really
homage
is.
Homage to a lot of, like, I'm not even going to talk about it. Just know it's just great. It's great.
And if you haven't seen a Woody Allen movie, definitely check him out. You're either going to love him or hate him. His films just have that. It's just how they are.
Well, he's like, we talked about Quentin Tarantino of him having kind of a niche audience market. Woody Allen is the same.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, he started out making the standard comedy movies, but as he's evolved as a filmmaker, he's making the movies towards the audience that he knows is going to watch them. Mm-hmm. Very niche people like me, very neurotic.
Yeah, yeah, he's very neurotic. This film is. No, it was a great film.
And Joaquin Phoenix, as always, proving that he is the greatest living actor right now.
He is up. He's, I don't know, Oscar Isaac.
You want to say Oscar Isaac is better than Joaquin Phoenix?
He's getting there. We don't know yet. He doesn't have as many films.
You got to watch The Master.
It's true. But Oscar Isaac, he still has so much more to show us.
Like, it's going to be great.
What are we up to? Number two?
Number two, yes. Number two.
This was really hard for me. Number one and number two. Mm-hmm. My number two, I went with Steve Jobs. Now, acting-wise, story-wise, it is the most superior film on my list. I really, what it narrowed it down to between the two is rewatchability with mm-hmm. me. Not to say I wouldn't watch Steve Jobs again and love it, but I don't think it would have the impact that it did the first time. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have that. The film kind of, it makes you uneasy at points.
Yeah.
Like, you were eavesdropping on a conversation, or an argument. I'm sorry, there's no conversations in this film. It really makes you uncomfortable. So I don't know if it would pull my focus as much as it did the first time. I'm so sad, though, that this movie bombed in the box office. Mm-hmm. It is beyond amazing. Michael Fassbender is great. Seth Rogen, God help me for saying it, he's amazing in this. Mm-hmm. Everyone does their job and does it beautifully. Kate Winslet, it's an excellent film.
Yeah, unfortunately, I knew it was kind of going to bomb.
I did because that's Ashton Kutcher. I blame him.
Yeah, true.
And this is a movie about an Apple founder that doesn't really mention all that much about Apple.
Which is great.
This is so a great character piece. Like, if they did this as a stage play,
oh, it'd be fantastic.
It'd be fantastic. So, overall, it probably is the best movie on my list. But that's why I'm putting it at number two and not number one. Mm. Just because I know I can't relive that unease that his performance gave me. Mm. What's your number two?
My number two is Star Wars.
Fucking fanboy.
Oh my god, I know, I'm sorry. I love Star Wars. It's number two because, like you said with rewatchability, that is a reason why The Martian is not higher on my list, because I personally don't think that I'm going to rewatch that too many times. However, with Star Wars, I know I'm going to watch this thing. I don't even want to give a realistic estimate of how many times I'm probably going to watch this movie, because it would make you sad.
But even if it was terrible, you would rewatch it a bunch. How many times have you seen Phantom Menace? A lot. If you have to think that much, it's a lot.
No, but well, I can tell you that I haven't seen The Clone Wars more than 5 times.
I've only seen that one time. In the theater, and I was so bored.
I saw it in the theater, but I was young, and I thought it was cool because of lightsabers. And then
I wasn't that young.
And then I got older, and I was like, "Wow, this is really bad."
Really bad. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it was just great. It was so much fun. It was Star Wars. Come on.
Yeah.
I almost brought my lightsaber and Jedi robes to the movie theater. I was talked out of it by Art and Kyle because they didn't want to be ridiculed with me.
Well, we missed the window.
But it still would
have been. We went like 4 days after release. We missed the window.
It would have worked. It would have been fine. No, I mean, while we have nitpicky things with it, I was not let down by the Star Wars movie. It was everything that I really wanted it to be. It didn't really surpass my expectations in any way. Honestly, with how big of a Star Wars fan I am, there's no way for it to surpass anything that I had predetermined for how it was going to go. But it was a blast to watch. Great, great movie. I'm going to watch it a billion times. I'm going to frame by frame write down, start writing my fan fiction and all that shit now.
Oh my God.
What's your number one, though?
My number one is The Martian. Unlike you, I do see myself rewatching this one a lot. I loved the book. Lincoln knows, some of you might. I am a big science and math nerd, so this movie basically is my idea like wife. I love this movie. I love the book. I love the movie. The book is even funnier than the movie, but Matt Damon was great, and it's the supporting cast, with as little as you see him, are great.
Mm-hmm.
It's very funny, and it really puts you in his mindsets when he's talking to himself. And, you know, some things, you got to suspend your disbelief a little bit. But with that being said, it makes him believable. I buy it in this context of this story. Absolutely thought it was great. I think the humor and, like I said, the nerdiness in me is going to make me watch it again and be like, hey, wait a minute, there's calculation, it's not correct.
You said that, like, there was like 3 things in the movie I remember in the car ride home. You were like, well, that couldn't be right because blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you are such a fucking nerd.
It's true, though. Like, whatever. I mean, if you're going in thinking this is fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson explaining the way the world, it's not. But it's a really good movie, really fun, funny movie. I mean, it has tense moments. I knew how it ended because I'd read the book, and it's still like they do such a good job of still making those moments tense for me. So that it's my number one.
My number one was Steve Jobs, because Steve Jobs was the best acted, just
hands down,
best written, just. Everything about this movie was just masterfully done. You know, I read the script before I saw the movie, and it was better than what I thought it was going to be, which I have a lot of high expectations for a lot of movies, especially with Steve Jobs, by who was directing it, who wrote it, everything like that. And for it to surpass what I thought it was going to be, that was a huge oof.
So I really, going in, thought it would just be your run-of-the-mill biopic. I didn't think it was going to be anything special. And, wow.
Yeah,
to where, you know, later when we saw the reviews of it, it really saddened me. Like, it didn't anger me, but I'm like, why?
And I will say, with Steve Jobs, though, I do see myself seeing this movie a lot.
I'd see myself watching again. But do you think it will have the...
The impact?
The impact.
No. I don't think so. Because in the theater, like, you legitimately are getting, like, physically tense because of... It's like you're in the room while your parents are arguing.
My favorite is when they're in, like, the empty theater. I don't know. It just...
Ugh.
Yeah. It's a very
chills, man.
Uneasy movie to watch. I mean, it's excellent.
And I loved how they changed the different film that was used to match the time periods. It was very
that was
subtle.
Great.
Ugh. God, I love this movie.
It is an excellent film. I will buy it when it comes out. Yeah. I love it. I'll buy all 5 of those. Well, maybe not Mission Impossible, but...
What are your honorable mentions, though?
Spectre is an honorable mention for me. I did love it, but I loved it as like a number 6 love.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a good send-off for Daniel Craig. A great throwback film. Had a lot of little nods. Absolutely loved it. Straight Outta Compton, I put as an honorable mention.
I did not have that as an honorable mention.
I only put it as an honorable mention because it is so well acted and well directed, and the cinematography is great. But it does not make my best because it is, unfortunately, a forgettable movie. They do gloss over a lot of facts important to the story of NWA, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah, they are legitimately big things.
Very big things that they're just gloss over and make these guys look great and like martyr. And, you know, let's slow that down a little bit. So, because it's so well made, it will at least make my honorable mentions.
Yeah, I thought it was great, but there's just something about it that didn't last with me. I thought it was really fun to watch in the theater, but
it's because they took out all the internal conflict.
Yeah, I mean, there's... how can you have a movie... Here's the thing. How can you have a biopic about Ice Cube and Eazy-E and not have them selling drugs? Or any of the stuff like that?
Any of the shit that's documented. How can you have a movie about Dr. Dre and show him as a caring father?
Yeah, oh my God.
You know, like sending off his baby mama.
Yeah.
You know,
like, the thing about Dr. Dre in the movie is that he's just like a stand-up citizen.
Yeah, we'll just forget that he beat the hell out of women.
Yeah. And the thing that's annoying about it is that they could have had it in the movie and used it as character developments, but they decided to just glaze over it. So I did definitely have problems
with it. Yeah, and I don't like the argument of like, well, they're the ones that produced it. Well, they're not, they are better people after what they did.
Yeah.
You know, they can't just hide their past. People know what happened. So, and I thought that's very important to their story.
Yeah.
I remember talking to people afterwards that had seen the movie who knew nothing about NWA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're talking about how great of people they are and how they were wrongfully this and that. And I'm like, not necessarily. So it just painted them in a completely different light. But yeah. Ice Cube's son.
He was great.
Still, and I don't remember his name, but the guy that played Eazy-E was amazing.
The guy that did Tupac as well was very
yeah. So,
which apparently they are coming out with a sequel that's going to be about Death Row. So we'll
which
see.
Which I will watch because this movie is so well acted. Mm-hmm. We'll let you speak in. You got some there?
Some more? Yeah, I have a couple of honorable
mentions. We have a few.
the number one on my honorable mention list was Ant-Man. This would have probably. I don't know if this would be like my 6 or 7 if we did like a top 10.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Ant-Man, I thought it was great. I really loved the movie. But part of why it was so good was seeing it in theater, I think.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies that's hard to explain of like, it's great if you see it in the theater, but if I sat down and watched it on TV, it's just not as good. I don't know.
To me, it's one of those comic book hero movies that's lost in the shuffle of comic book hero movies.
I still think it was a great movie.
It was good. I mean, Evangeline Lilly. How can you go wrong? What show was she on again? Oh, I can't put my finger. Oh, yeah, Lost. She was on Lost.
I also had, which I know this is not on your honorable mention list, Crimson Peak is on there.
You act like I hated this movie, though.
You didn't like this movie.
I didn't like
it. You just don't want to admit.
No, I didn't. I admit it. I didn't like it, but I didn't hate it.
I don't think you hated it.
No, I didn't like it because it felt like I've read it in many Edgar Allan Poe stories. And
I don't know. I still loved it. Yeah. I thought it was great.
It was beautiful. It was one of the most beautiful films we watched this year, though.
And then I don't know if this is on your honorable mention list, but the movie that made us do the podcast.
Which is ironic because we didn't do a podcast on it.
Exactly.
Maybe we'll do it. We just ran it on it soon.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Yes.
If we actually would have reviewed this, this might have been my number one.
I don't know how we would have reviewed this.
Us just going, oh, God.
If you like the action scenes in the Mad Max movies, then just count your blessings because it's 2 straight hours. It's one long action scene. It's
fucking awesome.
It's fucking amazing.
Oh, my God. Mad Max Fury Road is one of the best modern action movies I've ever seen.
And they did it just right. One, in the wrong hands, I would have hated this fucking movie.
Oh, God.
Because let's say nothing fucking happened. All they did was action.
This could have been a Fantastic Four.
Like if Jason Statham was in it?
Oh, God.
Like, that would have fucking killed
Jason Statham as Max. Holy shit.
They would have fucking killed it. It was absolutely fantastic.
Oh, my God. It really was. Good.
Yeah. So we talked about this movie so much. It's like, yeah, we should record these. So we did. One that should be on Lincoln's, but I don't think it is. We didn't do a review on it. Well, we did, but it kind of got lost. Krampus.
Yeah, I completely forgot about that.
so fucking good.
Krampus is so good.
So if you like Gremlins, you'll love it. It has an 80s charm. It might be scary for young kids, but it's cheesy fun for adults. The music. I loved Krampus.
I just can't wait for it to come out on Blu-ray. Hopefully it comes with a little Krampus bell.
Oh, I want the Krampus bell so bad.
What else did you have on your honorable?
Oh,
that's right.
I put it on honorable because if we would have included movies that we rented this year, this would have been my number one, hands down. And that was Ex Machina.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you of a movie that I've watched in any recent times that 6 months later I'm still talking about.
I was going to say, we still talk about this movie.
We still discuss this movie and the points in the movie and the plot and the things they bring up, the questions. This movie's expertly done.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love this movie. I watched it again and you'd pick out little things.
Mm-hmm.
A second. Like, I feel like there's more I can pull from this each and every time I watch it. Fan-fucking-tastic. And this movie turned us on to A24 Productions.
Mm-hmm.
And Oscar Isaac. I can't praise this film enough. Yeah, it did come out this year, but we didn't see it in theater.
Mm-hmm.
And if we did, there would have been no doubt in my mind what number one would have been. Absolutely, 100% would have been Ex Machina.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch this film.
So, I do have one question.
Yes, sir.
What was the best movie that you saw this year that we watched that didn't come out this year necessarily?
Oh, the best one that we watched that didn't come out this year?
That didn't come out this year. Because we watched a lot of movies that were very, very good that came out like a couple years ago.
But that's a tough one. Probably Tusk.
Oh my god.
No, I'm just kidding.
I will say mine. I think the top movie that we watched that we really, really liked, at least I really, really liked it, Inside Llewyn Davis, was so fun.
It was so good. Well, I'm thinking Most Violent Year.
That too is a horror, yeah.
I am probably going to give it to Birdman.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I love that fucking movie. More than I thought I would. I understand why people don't like that movie.
Yeah.
I 100% understand it. It was great, though. We watched a lot of good movies this
I also
year.
Really loved Inherent Vice. We finally got around to seeing that.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck happened.
But it was great.
But it was really good.
Oh, man. Yeah, we watched a lot of really good movies this year.
Yeah, a lot of them. We're pretty lucky. We watched a few Woody Allen films. Mm-hmm. We watched, what was the Ryan Gosling movie you had me watch?
We watched Only God Forgives.
Yes. Again, I understand why people would hate that movie. I really fucking like that movie a lot.
I told you it was going to be great, and it was great.
Yeah, it was really good. Really, really good.
Overall, 2015 was a pretty good year for movies.
Yeah, I'm hoping next year is better. What is your most anticipated movie of 2016, Michael? We can say that because we have not went and watched one yet. Spoiler.
Yeah.
Come on, nerd, to say it.
Well, okay. Obviously, I have to say I'm really looking forward to Woody Allen's next movie because, from my understanding, it is going to be another Joaquin Phoenix one. I have no idea what it's going to be about. But I think it's Joaquin Phoenix and somebody else. That's really.
I'm
really
sure good. Someone else will be in it. Yes.
Well, I don't want to say like Emma Stone again, even though Emma Stone's been in the past like three Woody Allen movies. I'm looking forward to that because he's been on. Let's talk about it forever. He's been on a roll for the past 5 years and making great movies. I think it's gonna be good. The new Terrence Malick movie.
Go fuck yourself.
I think that movie's actually gonna be good.
I hope so. Because
Christian Bale, Natalie Portman, Kate Blanchett.
I do love all those people. I love Natalie Portman. And speaking of that, if it actually comes out this year.
Oh, yeah.
Jane Got Her Gun. I'm really looking forward to that one. That thing has been pushed back and canceled. I have no idea if it's really coming out. I hope it is. It sounds like a really good story. Yeah. I love Natalie Portman, even though she's made some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also, surprisingly, I'm setting myself up for failure. Kind of looking forward to Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
It could be fun, or it could be Abraham Lincoln.
I like the book. That movie's fun, though. As shitty as it is, it's fun. That's all I'm hopeful for with this, is a fun movie.
I'm looking forward to the Batman-Superman movie. Because
I am not.
I think it's going to be a train wreck, and I have to watch it.
I know it's going to be a train wreck.
Suicide Squad, I think, is going to be less of a train wreck. I still don't know if it's going to be good, though.
I don't know.
Then there's also, I can't remember for the life of me the name of the movie, but the Christian Bale movie where it's during the Civil War, I think that's going to be great.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
Revenant, which comes out couple weeks.
Very soon?
I think that's going to be a good one. Although, the thing with Revenant that I'm kind of worried about is that it's not really going to, like, I think it's going to be well acted. I think it's going to be shot very well, you know, but I don't know how much fun I'm going to have watching that movie because it's very dark.
Yeah. The Witch is another one I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that one's going to be good. So, I'm sure there's tons we're missing. Rogue One.
Yeah, I was going to say Star Wars, definitely.
You know, there's a shitload of movies out there we're missing.
But, you know, I will... remake.
Yeah. Ghostbusters. Oh, fuck. I will say this, though, because of our resolution. There is no film that I am dreading watching.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything that I
there's some that
don't want to watch.
I don't necessarily think I will like, but I'm trying to go into every film with an open mind, which is what started. That's why we did not go to Minions, because we wouldn't go in with an open mind.
Ghostbusters is going to be the hard one this year for me.
It could be good, though.
I just... They're so...
Because I'm not shitting on them because it's all women. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm shitting on them because of who the women are. I'm hoping Kristen Wiig, though, can defeat the unfunniness of whatever that one chick's name is.
Yeah, well, both of them.
Melissa McCarthy can be. Fuck. With the proper writing, she can be some. It is the director of Bridesmaids.
Kristen Wiig's great. I love Kristen Wiig, so I hope that she carries them in.
So we'll see. It has potential. What I'm hopeful for is it's not just Ghostbusters, but with women. And that's my fear going in, actually, is it's just going to be, haha, you're women, though. That's my worry, and that will make me hate that fucking film.
Yeah.
Because you were doing the Scouts Guide and the Pixels thing of, we're only going to make them women so we can shit on them for being women. That's my worry for Ghostbusters. Other than that, I fucking love Ghostbusters. I'm excited for it. Anybody that is a Ghostbusters fan that says they're not excited for this is fucking dumb. You're going to see proton packs, and you're going to hear the noises and this music and see the Ecto-1 again. It's fucking...
it's Ghostbusters.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah. So, whatevs, you know. It's
2016. Let's hope you're a good year.
Yeah. And our goal is to see a bunch more movies. Yeah. Bunch more wrestling.
Mm.
Get caught up on some shit.
Yup.
Our special week for a director.
Oh, don't worry. Oh, it's going to be
good. Oh, it's coming.
Oh, get excited.
No, I'm not excited to watch his fucking movies.
Kyle, what are your parting gifts for 2015?
Thank you to everyone that supported and listened to us.
Yeah, we did.
We fucking love you.
Yeah.
And why the fuck aren't you telling more friends?
Yeah, piece of shit. Get off your couch right now.
Like, we legitimately love you.
Well, you could be on the treadmill or something.
Where the fuck... People that listen to us aren't on no fucking treadmill. So, you know, like, help spread the love. Let people know that we don't suck.
That's disgusting, shameless.
You could drop a like and subscribe, that'd be fucking great.
Just for our listeners at home, I just want you to know that maybe this year we might have bumper stickers or buttons for
you. You're in charge of bumper stickers and buttons.
It might happen. I've been thinking about it.
Okay. So, yeah, anyway, like we were saying, thank you for a great 2015. Here's a look forward to 2016. We're lining up some guests.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And we love you, bitches.
Have a good year.
Show us your boobs.